Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On some news here with Bob Barnes and Viva Fry, and then in the next segment I want to get into last night's show where I was on their Rumble channel, and I'm telling you the feedback was great for it. You guys should check that out, the Viva Fry Bob Barnes podcast on Rumble. But guys, there was a big story out of Chicago. I just want to get your quick, let's say 90-second response. No cash bail in Chicago. Viva, what does this mean for the city?
Oh, start with Robert on that one. That's mild news to me.
I mean, I think it depends. I mean, I do believe in the Eighth Amendment, and so I believe in very liberalized bail standards. The problem is the selectivity in which it's being applied. In other words, bail should be required to secure somebody's appearance in trial. And take, for an example, the most egregious failure to impose reasonable bail restrictions. The government and the courts impose undue limitations on bail in the cases of January 6th defendants and a lot of other people, in my view. I believe Sam Bankman-Fried was also wrongfully denied bail. In fact, I was for bail for Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Why? Because, well, we found out, Jeffrey Epstein, eternal truth number one, didn't kill himself. But look at who they give easy bail to. In other words, when they're giving easy bail to street criminals and gang members who they know do have a substantial risk of flight, do have a substantial risk of causing more mayhem, the other group they give easy bail to or require no bail is illegal immigrant under the Biden administration. This is classic catch and release. The Biden administration is not only inviting people in effectively, often giving them money and funding them when they first get here, but also allowing them to roam free without any detention. No real bail requirements at all. And so what you see is selective bail. No bail for the people who deserve it under the Constitution, and easy bail or no bail requirement at all for those who are the most dangerous to our way of life.
Well, I just see these cities already in horrible danger. And so to me, this is just going to make criminals even more emboldened to commit crimes, knowing not only are we probably going to be let off by a Soros DA, we might not even spend a night in jail.
I mean, people are learning the political discrepancy and political disparity in sentencing and bail and every aspect of the civil and criminal justice process as, you've got to experience.
And I'm hoping, we petitioned in our appeal that the government allow me to remain free during the appeal. They have to respond by the 27th. We can get more into that on the other side. I want to let Viva speak before we take this short break.
No, I was just going to say, we see the consequences, it would seem, in real time of what happens when there's no cash bail implemented in various cities, various states. But the flip side is exactly what Robert says. The bail should be reasonable, proportionate, and should fit the alleged crime. We're dealing in situations where you have violent criminals being released on no cash bail and then reoffending in short order, and then you have January 6ers not released at all, period. Years in pretrial detention, the Whitmer kidnappers, a couple of them who were ultimately acquitted, in 2 years of pretrial detention, up in Canada, the dude who drove a van into protesters in Winnipeg, released on cash bail, it was a substantial amount, but then you have others accused of mischief, but it's politically oriented mischief, kept in jail for 1, 2, upwards of 5 months in the case of Pat King. So the issue is bail reform is not something to be disregarded on its face, but my goodness, when it's violent criminals, there has to be, the cash bail might not be the worst thing on earth, but just a bail system that makes sense given the nature of the crimes and not one that is just totally weaponized politically, which we're seeing in real time.
Yeah, and let's get more into that on the other side of this break, because again, folks, and we'll pull up the Viva Barnes channel on Rumble, because I'm telling you, I've done probably since last week when my case was trending all over the news, probably like 20, 30 interviews. And the Tim Pool one obviously got a lot of response and hype, but The Viva Barnes show last night, I got a lot of response. And let me tell you, when it's my mother saying, hey, that was really good, I really enjoyed that, then you know that it was a great show. So let's kind of just recap all of that with Bob Barnes and Viva Fry on the other side of this break. And I mean, I appreciate them giving me the platform, and so we're just paying it forward here today. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down into the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, and we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Now, if you like this transmission, if you like the Alex Jones Show, if you like the work of InfoWars and myself, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com so we can keep it going. And so, let me just give a couple legal updates in my case, because I've gotten so much support from this audience. I want to keep you guys updated, and I want to remain transparent. We have filed our appeal. The government has to respond by the 27th. We are asking the appeals court to deal with the blatant overreach of the government in this case and the criminalization of free speech in this case. And so we'd like the case to be thrown out because that would be justice. I've served more than 2 years probation. And quite frankly, I believe that the U.S. government needs to be sent a message that, no, you're not going to criminalize speech. You're not going to overreach in cases like this. So we're also asking that I am allowed to remain free during this time. When we get an update on that, I will let you know. In another instance, one of the great attorneys over at Barnes Law, Lexis Anderson, we have officially filed a cease and desist today to an individual who was stealing my digital identity and quite frankly, I would say defaming me on the platform known as X. A cease and desist has been sent to that individual, and a cease and desist has been sent to X as well, not only asking to have them stop this digital identity theft, but also restore my original account. That's where we're at right now. When the next level of that breaks, I will give you an update there as well. And you can find that story at InfoWars.com. And Lexis E. Anderson, representing me in this case, you can follow her there on Twitter. Now, guys, we had a really great show last night. It was about 2 hours. We got a little personal, but we covered the legal stuff as well. You know, what are your takeaways from that now? Which was, again, a lot of people reached out, said it was such a great show. What are your takeaways, just kind of reflecting on that from last night?
I would say that my main takeaway is that there is a war on free speech. There's a war on free thought, and you're but one of the many victims. But the way that the war starts, and I've learned this now as a result of, you know, my experiences with Barnes and him sensitizing me to this, they start with unpopular figures, or at the very least, they start with figures who they've made you believe are unpopular, because the defamation is twofold. It's the deplatforming so that you can't defend yourself, and then the incessant defamation when you're not there. In French, we say les absents ont toujours tort. Those who are not there are always wrong. So they deplatform you, and then they say all sorts of horrible crap about you, so that people who don't know better because they're living busy lives believe a percentage of what they hear, but it's enough to say, I don't really care. It's not my problem. If I'm good, it won't come to me. And then you have, you know, what they do with the Russell Brands. Then you have, I had on actually, Owen, before you, the journalist Stephen Horn, one of the January Sixers, a journalist. They're documenting, you know, camera and all, charged with four crimes and convicted. convicted for journalism, convicted for free speech, sentenced to jail time while, bringing it back to the cash bail, you have criminals roaming free, violent criminals roaming free. But the way they do it, it's a system, it's a pattern. They ran the blueprint with Alex Jones and they're running it with you right now. They get people to think that they hate you so that they don't care about what they're doing to you. But if people were to find out, they would care. And I think if they got to know you, they might not hate you quite as much as they think they do hate you.
No, actually, most people like me. I've had the pleasure of spending a lot of time with Bob Barnes and Viva. Maybe someday we'll get to hang out as well. And let me just put it like this way, because Stephen Horn's case is another very important case. It's a little different than mine, but very important nonetheless. And folks, it's not a coincidence that Horn's case is following up mine. Mine is the precedent-setting case, and then everything that follows is going to be because of that precedent set. Bob Barnes, what are your takeaways?
Yeah, I think what people need to recognize is that the consequence of your case goes beyond you, that the case goes to, that's the first that I am aware of, overt attempt to increase criminal punishment, to impose criminal punishment based solely on speech, that the entire sentencing memorandum requested an exceptional deviation from the sentencing guidelines and customs and norms that the due process of law requires a court to follow, into what's called an upward variance, and impose a prison sentence on something that is not supposed to involve a prison sentence, solely and wholly based on press, speech, and petitioning the government. That those three core First Amendment fundamental freedoms, they now claim the United States government, in the case of the United States versus J. Owen Schroyer, are saying that they have the right to put somebody in prison and inflict higher punishment upon them, impose incarceral punishment upon them, solely and wholly based on a completely otherwise constitutionally protected activity. And that's why the case is so consequential. And credit to all those people that are continuing to support at defendowen.com, because the case goes beyond your case. It's what I talked about when they were coming after Alex. When they came after Alex in the social media context, said they're going to do it after others. When they came after him in the lawfare context, and they're going to do it after others. When they're coming after, what we're seeing now is, well, what's happening to Russell Brand and Rumble? What's happening is they took the template of Alex Jones, just like they're trying to take the template of Owen Schroyer to impose criminal punishment on people for press and speech and petitioning the government in the United States. They use the case of Alex Jones, the example of Alex Jones, to now go after Russell Brand.
Well, let me just hone in on this for a second, Bob. Let me just hone in on this for a second, because not only was Alex Jones the test case for internet censorship, and thus we've seen the dominoes fall afterwards, they also had another legal test case with Alex, which is you're not even going to get to defend yourself in court. And now they're doing the exact same thing to Rudy Giuliani, and I would suspect they do the exact same thing to Donald Trump. And so let's just be clear and honest about this, and everybody, I think, recognizes this. InfoWars is the most relentlessly truth-telling team of broadcasters, journalists, guests, and crew on the planet. And so, of course, they have to use us as the test case, whether it's Alex Jones internet censorship, whether it's Alex Jones, you don't even get to defend yourself in court, or whether it's Owen Schroyer, your speech is going to land you in jail. This is what has played out. And I'm hoping the American people, or even the integrity, if there's any left of the U.S. government, can stop it now.
Owen, it has to come close to people for them to care, and then even then they might still say, well, he must have done something to deserve it. With Alex Jones, it wasn't, you know, just deplatforming, unpersoning, then stripping of defenses and holding a show trial, which is effectively what they just did with Steve Bannon afterwards. Strip them of any of their affirmative defenses, and then have a bogus show trial so that people can think they have the semblance of justice. And then they think that they did. People think that they saw a trial for Alex Jones in which he got convicted, and they don't even realize he was foreclosed from pleading in default, and that trial that they thought was a trial on the merits was only on the damages because guilt had already been determined via a declaratory judgment or a default judgment. They won't care until it happens to them. I put up a tweet earlier today also about Google. I just noticed on AdSense it says, given the war in Ukraine, Google is demonetizing content that is, it was so ambiguous. I won't remember the terms, but anything that is not critical of Russia, if it condones, minimizes, or whatever, the war in Ukraine, demonetize. This is the war to put people in jail for their thought, put people in jail for their speech, make them change their outward discourse for the sake of making a living, and also, I'll go one step further.
Or fear of staying out of prison.
Well, and they're going after you for the 1776 comment, as if that word means something inherently violent or whatever. They're going to use that to pivot to Vivek Ramaswamy after this 1776 moment. If they can send you to jail for saying it because it's so bad, well, they can certainly prevent the presidential candidate from saying it during a campaign.
And let's, of course, speak into the irony here of the same people telling us we need to stop man-made climate change are the same people starting wars, which I'm sure isn't good for climate change. Final 60 seconds here of this segment, Bob Barnes.
But what's happened with Russell Brand? I mean, you look at, they used it as a Me Too scandal from 20 years ago that has very little evidentiary support, never had a day in court civilly, never had his day in court criminally, never even been accused in court, lack of empirical evidence substantiating the claims. And yet what happened? Within a day, the United Kingdom government saw what the Biden administration did and decided to replicate it, demanded that everybody demonetize and deplatform Russell Brand. Even threatened Rumble directly. And credit to Rumble for saying, heck no.
Where's the precedent here, too? I mean, Cardi B brags about drugging and robbing men. What about R. Kelly and his charges? I mean, so what's the deal here? I mean, I think everybody should be allowed to exist. Whether you're the worst criminal or not, you should still be allowed to at least exist on these things. We're going to hear more from Viva Fry and Bob Barnes on the other side of this break. It's the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The most beautiful attorneys right now on the Alex Jones Show. Let me tell you, bigly, let me tell you very bigly right now that Viva Fry and Bob Barnes, you're going to want to learn about these two. You're going to want to check them out. Check them out on Rumble, a free speech platform. We all know about it. All right, thank you, President Trump. Okay, I am about to sign off for the day. I want to give a couple updates here, and then I want to hand the baton to Bob Barnes and Viva Fry, who are going to take us the rest of the way. Hot off the presses, just published, Infowars.com, our great writer Kellen McBreen. Infowars' Owen Schroyer sends cease and desist letter to imposter social media account, demands X take action. You can find the cease and desist there, as well as the other information imperative to this. And here's why it's so important to support Infowars, folks. A great young attorney, Lexis Anderson, is representing me in this. She tunes into InfoWars and finds out about Bob Barnes. Now she ends up working for Bob Barnes and is involved in cutting her teeth. This is a very young lady, great attorney. She's cutting her teeth in some of the biggest cases dealing with pharmaceutical fraud right now out of the Barnes Law team. And so that connection would have never happened if not for these transmissions. And thanks to Lexis, I don't know if I would have had this cease and desist ready to go in such a short order. And so this is why it's important to keep InfoWars on the air, the Alex Jones Show on the air, and support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me just say one more thing before I sign off and pass the baton here. And I'm telling you, check out the Viva Fry podcast on Rumble. You're really going to enjoy it. When you support us here, when you support me here, folks, we don't disappear. We don't go and lay down. We stand taller. So we will always pay it forward with your continued support. That's my way of showing how eternally grateful I am. So I'm not a litigious person. Quite frankly, I deal with lawyers too much. Not that I don't like them, but I already deal with lawyers too much. So I'm not a litigious person, but this had to be done. And because of your continued support, I said, okay, well, what can I do next to pay it forward and show the audience that we really mean business and that we act in good faith when they support us? So the story's at InfoWars.com. Read all about it. I sign off for the day, but I'll certainly be tuned in as Bob Barnes and Viva Fry take us the rest of the way. Guys, take it away.
It's extraordinary the degree to which there has been an effort to spread disinformation in the name of stopping disinformation. That, like, here's a classic example. Because Owen has been banned and deplatformed from Twitter, now called X, has allowed people to pretend to be Owen, defame him, invade his privacy, cast his name in a false light, in order to do what? Spread disinformation. And I was saying, in order to stop disinformation, we must stop Owen Schroyer. But it's in order to spread disinformation that they must stop Owen Schroyer. And it's just one more illustration and an example of that. Now, the latest Me Too victim of this disinformation and defamation campaign is the one and only Russell Brand. We've seen the UK is, speaking of 1776, Viva, the last time the Brits tried to tell Americans what kind of speech we could and couldn't do, it didn't work out so well for the Brits.
Oh,
Goldberg, but
what's your thoughts on the disaster of what's taking place with the Rumble in the UK?
It's crazy. For those who don't know, I don't know if I can bring up stuff as easily here, but I posted the letters because this committee for the UK government has been going crazy. Like the Committee of Culture, Sports, and something or other, it's part of the UK government. They've been issuing letters left, right, and center to social media companies, to the BBC, and it's like the way the mob works. They write a letter to TikTok. And they're like on a first name basis with all of the CEOs. Hey, Theo, we want to make sure that Russell Brand, we're not telling you what to do. We're just inquiring, is Russell Brand still making money on TikTok? It would be terrible if he were to make money off his response video. Imagine. He's unsubstantiated accusations, but they're certainly not tested in court, not tested anywhere officially. They are, for now, allegations. They go to TikTok and say, he can't make any money off of anything related to these allegations, even his response video. But we want to know, is he still monetized on your platform? And then lo and behold, TikTok apparently, from what I understand, demonetized Russell Brand, if not entirely, at the very least, as relates to his response video. They sent a letter to the BBC. This is, you know, one arm of the British government sending a letter to the other arm of the British government, their propaganda arm, saying, we'd like to inquire into the work environment at Channel 4 News and yada, yada, yada. Also, we would like to, encourage other people to go to the police with similar accusations. When does anyone need to be reminded that they need to go to the police if they've been the victim of a violent crime of any nature? You got the government basically wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hey, BBC, ask your employees if anybody else has got any stories. Go to the police and help us, you know, load up with some more ammunition. And they sent the same letter to Rumble, and Rumble replied, thanks, none of your damn business, and we're not going to start canceling people based on out-of-court accusations that have not even resulted in a conviction, and it's none of your damn business. It's wild, Robert. It's wild that we all knew that this was not about Russell Brand. This was about something bigger, broader, and I would say more important with, you know, no disrespect to Russell Brand. Everybody's free speech. They want to control the narrative, and they want to make sure that anybody who goes against the government narrative gets demonetized and gets utterly destroyed and thus rendered unable to do so.
Yeah, and can you explain to people how significant Rumble has become? That, you know, the French government went after Rumble and demanding they take down RT. Rumble refused, and so Rumble was removed from access for the entire French audience. People that want to watch us on Rumble got to get a VPN or some other mechanism or means to do so. Now you have the UK government. And as you know, I mean, Russell Brand, Netflix shows basically demonetized, a book deal stripped, taken away from him overnight, demonetized on YouTube, demonetized on TikTok. The one source that is held out against this demonetization has been Rumble. Why is Rumble such a threat to the establishment in the global order?
Well, my people are going to say, well, they're going to come after Twitter as well. I think they issued a similar letter to Twitter. I'm not sure what the response was.
Musk actually congratulated Chris Pavlovsky and said he was going to follow Rumble's path.
That's very encouraging. I said cynically, I've been worried about connecting dots that don't exist or having the trauma of conspiracy theories. So like I start seeing conspiracy theories where they don't exist. I said, oh, they're going to go after Russell and they're going to use this as a pretext to go after Rumble. And within 48 hours, that's exactly what they did to some extent. Some people are going to say they're not coming after Rumble. They're just going after everybody. The ones that want to comply will comply. They found their political permission slip to comply. TikTok's going to say, well, I don't want to fight with the British government. Also, we don't mind it. Like, we want to control the narrative as well. Why is Rumble so important where it's become the target on open markets? It's become the target for DDoS attacks. It's become the target for hit pieces in the media. They're obviously a target because people perceive them as a target. The powers that be that want to ensure fortification for upcoming elections, everyone should refresh their memory on the Time magazine article from 2020. They want to control the flow of information. They want to control perceptions, change the laws. They want to ensure outcomes while making it look like democracy, and this is how they have to do it. Censor them, get them off platforms so that people don't even have access to their videos. YouTube has
exactly.
It pulled
out. Right back with more on
The most powerful InfoWars Life Formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Guest host, special edition of Viva and Barnes coming at you. You can find all of our content at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Up next, we're going to be discussing J.D. Vance exposes a tranny spook overseas that leads to the Ukraine having to answer some unlikable questions and what the consequences might be of funding and more fake broadcasts from the Ukrainian government, including Zelensky apparently speaking to Zelensky at the United Nations because they were too busy faking the audience. We'll be discussing that. We'll also be discussing Attorney General Paxton's appearance on Tucker Carlson and some of the corruption he exposed. We'll be talking about what happened with the other attorney general who should have been impeached. Paxton was the one who should not have been impeached. And then we got the one, Garland, who should be impeached, up committing more perjury yesterday before the House of Representatives. And we'll be discussing where does his background come from? When did Attorney General Garland first show up and prove his political bona fide? Does it have a little tie to something in the 1990s known colloquially as Oklahoma City? We'll be discussing a little mini hush-hush on the real roots of Attorney General Garland. And then last but not least, we'll be talking about the FDA's back to doing what they do well, which is lying about kids' vaccines, in this case, COVID vaccines. And a certain famous comedian who managed to come down with COVID despite all of the times he's bragged about being vaccinated. And when he decided to read a little COVID's kids book in honor of those vaccines as well. But we're going to be going up next. Briefly to an advertisement for InfoWarsStore.com. That's what my favorite little Tumblr here is that I got, been having for years, is from InfoWarsStore.com. The whole goal of all the criminal prosecution, civil lawfare, deplatforming, defamation, discrimination, denial of basic civil rights and civil liberties was meant to scare ordinary people away and the audience away from InfoWars. Because what they knew in the current bankruptcy proceedings, as long as the audience continues to support InfoWars, InfoWars stays on the air. That's the legal obligation of the bankruptcy trustee. That's why they were obsessed with using these show trials in Austin, Texas, and Connecticut. The goal wasn't to get a legitimate verdict because that wasn't a constitutionally legitimate verdict, just as 2020 wasn't a constitutionally legitimate election. The goal instead was to manufacture a censorship and shaming campaign that would scare the InfoWars audience away from the InfoWars support. And that's how you can continue to shame them and what they did wrong by going to InfoWarsStore.com. But let's go to a little bit of promotion real quickly before we come back with some of those stories right after the ad.
Viewers and listeners have heard me for a long time talk about how amazing our products are. But our three best-selling products over the years are not always available because they're so hard to source and get the actual super high-quality ingredients. But after more than 2 years, we finally have all three of these great products, Real Red Pill Plus, DNA Force Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, are all in stock right now and are discounted 40% off. This is the trifecta sale. And the ingredients in these products are game-changing. DNA Force Plus, the PQQ, the CoQ10, and all the other known documented highest quality ingredients to boost your immune system, clean out your blood, clean out your cells, and make your telomeres last longer. Go research DNA Force Plus right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Pill Plus has got the amino acids with the folic acid that actually takes it through your cells and gives you full energy, the preglinone, the copper, so much more, Real Red Pill Plus. Then we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric on the market, 95% curcuminoid. The average competitor is 5%. You still get a great response. Turmeric is incredible. All three of these are 25% off individually. But right now, if you get all three, the trifecta, you get 40% off, and it keeps us on air, and it funds the operation. Look, these are already great sellers. People that already got it know how good it is. But for those that have been on the fence and have never tried these products, this is your chance to experience all three at 40% off and support the broadcast. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Special guest host today, Viva Ann Barnes. You can get all of our content at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Now, we'll be getting into J.D. Vance exposing a training spook overseas. We'll be getting into the attempt of the FDA to lie about kids' vaccines. But Viva, what was your take yesterday on the Attorney General hearing?
Robert, they're lying. We know they're lying. They know we know they're lying. It's laughable on its face. They repeat the same. It's not a trope. It's just a maxim, a cliche. No one is above the law. We follow the facts where we take them. The more they say that, the more you know that it's absolutely not the case. Fannie Willis, was it Fannie Willis? I'm pretty sure it was Fannie, saying, we're not politically motivated. We follow the facts where they go, and we don't follow the facts where they don't go. They're lying, and we know they're lying. Nothing seems to happen when some people lie under oath or lie to Congress, and when others don't remember or produce equivocal statements, we see what happens to them. So not encouraged anything's going to happen, but not surprised that they're just getting caught in lie after lie, because it's in your face. We talked about it Sunday night. The indictment of Hunter Biden is not justice. It's a cover-up. And so, no one's above the law. We just let charges lapse. We take so long to investigate certain people. And then when it comes to others, we go and, we scour the interwebs. We scour their homes. We fly across the country. We know they're lying. It has to be a political solution. When are they going to impeach Merrick Garland, Robert? That's the question I ask to you.
Yeah, and another question is maybe when he should have been impeached before. After the break, we'll come back with more discussion over the real roots of Attorney General Garland. But before we go there, going to ask Viva, what's the normie view of Oklahoma City?
The normie view, because I don't still have it, but it's what's fresh in my memory. Some crazy dude blew up a government building because he was angry at the government. End of story. Don't ask any more questions. Go home. I know more now, Robert.
And do you think the ordinary American ever heard anything about, Southern Poverty Law Center paid informants, East German spies, John Doe number two in the truck, the Elohim City, Aryan gang, drug runners and gun runners and money launderers and prison gangs, people that are connected to the informants and infiltrators? And we found out yesterday the FBI had so many informants on the January 6th on those Capitol grounds, so many infiltrators, so many instigators, that they couldn't even keep count of all of them. But do you remember any of those stories popping up during the days of Oklahoma City?
I can unequivocally say absolutely not. When I watched the docuseries on Waco, that in and of itself blew my mind. Like, I always knew back in the day there was an argument that the government may have overreacted. I did not know the full extent to which, again, not a setup. It happened. People reacted badly because the situation was set up so that it would react badly and then they would have the justification they needed. But when I started finding out about, the FBI or whoever it was, the ATF, testing out these psychological torture methods of blasting music, flashing lights, when I realized how many children were in there, when you realize that who started the shooting and why didn't they just arrest this guy if that was the goal on any one of his many voyages to town? I'm talking about David Koresh in Waco. Once you understand that that's what happened in Waco, once you understand what happened in Ruby Ridge, a sniper shooting a woman with a baby in her arms for deliberately, like for no better reason, killing the kid, killing the dog. Once you understand what the government's done under certain circumstances, I don't take anything for granted anymore. And I presume there's more to the story than the media narrative.
Indeed, the same sniper that showed up at Waco showed up at Ruby Ridge. And who was the U.S. federal prosecutor who coordinated the conspiracy to cover up the truth of Oklahoma City? And does he have anything to do with our current attorney general?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is a special edition guest host, Viva and Barnes. You can find all of our content at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. So who was that federal prosecutor coordinating, conspiring, covering up the truth about Oklahoma City? Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. But first up, Senator J.D. Vance, the best populist representative anywhere in either hall of Congress these days. So Thomas Massie did a fine job yesterday with his interrogation of exposing the criminal perjury of Attorney General Garland. Might not have been the first time he'd done that. Remember, that was a man that Obama wanted to put on the Supreme Court of the United States to replace Justice Scalia after he died on a trip. Of accidental causes. So, you know, we'll get to that in just a bit. But thanks to J.D. Vance, he exposed another weird story out of Ukraine. And it wasn't just the Senate dress code that there's discussions with Senator Fetterman about. As Senator Vance pointed out today, Somebody else was busy violating that dress code, a certain Zelensky, a former comedian turned actor turned president turned master money laundering grifter, asking for billions and billions more. But J.D. Vance is helping rally the opposition on Capitol Hill to any more cash into that money laundering machine for the Biden family and the military-industrial complex of that disaster of a war that continues to be a debacle for the world and for America by highlighting what in the world is a tranny spokesperson from the United States suddenly showing up over in Ukraine, being their spokesperson, making vague, veiled threats to add Jack Posobiec to what is a disinformation list that appears to be, in certain circles, an assassination hit list. Robert, Senator Vance highlighted that's how insane this was. Of course, Viva and I introduced people to this lunatic character years ago when she was cheerleading the torture and death at the time that she thought of journalist and still imprisoned journalist American citizen Gonzalo Lira. But this story kept taking a total crazy circle.
If people haven't seen the video of it, it looks like a Saturday Night Live skit where Jack Posobiec has been added to this Ukrainian. They call it a hit list. Others call it a disinformation list. At least one or two people on it have been assassinated, but they're definitely more political targets. You look at this video, it looks like a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, seriously, and I'm not trying to even be funny or mean. I thought it was Dana Carvey or someone, and this person is talking about hunting down people who spread disinformation and, you know, Slava Ukrainian, and it's a righteous war, and anybody who's against it is an enemy of freedom. And it's serious. It's real. It's real and serious in that sense. And they added Posobiec to it. And J.D. Vance, I mean, is bringing the attention of people who didn't know that there's a person purportedly working for taxpayer dollars. In one of these videos, I don't even know who the person is. He says, I answer to the taxpayers who fund my activities. I'm the official spokesman. What the hell is going on? And I'm looking at, in the backdrop here, at the picture of Chuck Schumer and freezing Mitch McConnell looking at Zelensky. As though, you know, it's their cash cow, it's their golden goose, asking for billions more for this endless war and all of the disaster that it's causing, geopolitical, environmental. They're looking at him like licking their lips, like, yeah, this is how we get more billions to Ukraine so nobody can keep track of it, while they still, you know, could have rebuilt Lahaina for the amount that they lost, that they misaccounted for in going to Ukraine. It's outrageous. But if anyone hasn't seen that video, you got to watch it.
No doubt about it. I mean, it exposes what the entire deep state Ukraine operation is all about. The fact that they've laundered all this money, that you have this trainee spokesperson who tried to infiltrate the Republican Party, then somehow shows up in eastern Ukraine, then shows up as the American spokesperson. And until Senator Vance put her on blast, the American media was going along with this nonsense and insanity. So credit to Senator Vance. But in the same sense of insanity, the FDA continues to lie to the American people. Even though the Fifth Circuit Federal Court of Appeal just last week told them no more recommending medical advice. They have no authority under the Constitution or Congress to give medical advice to anybody, medical recommendations to anybody. They said in specific, don't use the word recommend. And what are they out doing today? They're recommending, using the word recommend, telling people to go get their kids as young as 6 months to have needles stuck in their arm and take the COVID kids vaccine because of how wonderful it is.
I never give medical advice, and this is not medical advice. This is just logical advice. Anybody who gives that to their 6-month-old, their 6-year-old, their 12-year-old has a screw loose in their head. This is now, they've had their updated vaccine, they call it. In Canada, they issue the updated vaccine, Health Canada, or whoever the heck, whichever authority authorizes things, safe and effective. I don't even know that it's been tested on people, but even according to their own statements, it was tested on 50 people with a follow-up time of 20 days. And you have them recommending it for 6 months and up. You have Hochul out of New York giving a press conference that looks more like a ransom note reading, saying, the age is 6 months and up. I know it sounds young. Just go out and do it. It's It's madness beyond words. You have them turning the Empire State Building into a syringe to commemorate their new god, this new vaccine that hasn't been tested adequately, so no one misquotes me. I was watching or listening to Berenson on Rogan talking about the stats from the FDA itself as to how many people you need to vaccinate to prevent one death, and lo and behold, the death and destruction from vaccinating that many people for the adverse events is wildly exceeding the number of people you allegedly purportedly save from doing so. But it's your new god, it's the new golden calf, all hail it, and don't avoid taking it, otherwise you're a filthy anti-vaxxer, anti-science individual.
Indeed, one guy who went big on it was fake comedian Jimmy Kimmel, who actually was, designed a children's book that you're supposed to read to your kid in the name of this vaccine, promising how safe and effective it is. But of course, Jimmy just recently had to cancel some of his concerts. Why? Because it turns out Jimmy got COVID again. That's how safe and effective the COVID vaccine was. He keeps getting it after he supposedly took all the shots and the boosters, the ones he was trying to get your kids to take.
There is a crazy woman out of Canada called Nilly Kaplan Mirth, who's on Twitter. She blocks everybody, but she still posts a doctor. She's a practicing doctor, apparently, masking up nutcase. Shrieking about the mask, shrieking about the vaccines, shrieking about the boosters, blocking everybody who disagrees with her, has now gotten COVID and is 6 days into it taking Paxlovid and tweeting about how she's still feeling like crap. The mask that she was wearing obviously didn't work. The boosters that she took obviously don't work. And now Paxlovid doesn't work. It's insanity by definition, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And there's no shouting for it here. I don't wish ill even on the crazy woman at Nilly Kaplan, and I don't wish ill on the evil man that is Jimmy Kimmel. And there's no but to that. Maybe now they're going to think twice about having been the ones to say, remember when Jimmy Kimmel said, if you don't get vaccinated, no hospital bed for you, Weezy? Oh, maybe, just maybe, they'll reflect and say, maybe not. Well, maybe things. I don't give medical advice. But maybe they'll start asking themselves some questions. It has to hit home before they start asking the hard questions.
Indeed, just look at the recent data out from Children's Health Defense that people can find at their site, where a study was done comparing the excess data rates compared to when COVID hit, compared to when the vaccine hit. And what they are finding in country after country, demographic after demographic, time period after time period, is that what the principal cause of excess deaths has been over the past half decade has been correlated more with the COVID vaccine than with COVID, especially amongst young, vulnerable populations. So don't take the advice of FDA's, which should rename themselves Dr. Death, given the way in which they have been so deferential to Big Pharma. Now, in our last segment, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say that the numbers are astronomical, but that everyone can go do their own research, even if that's a right-wing thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. According to Jimmy Kimmel, it was. But good luck with your latest version of COVID there, Jimmy. Now, in our last little tidbit, who is the attorney culpable for the coordination of the cover-up and the conspiracy over Oklahoma City to keep people from knowing the full scale of its connections to Waco and government misconduct, Ruby Ridge and government misconduct, Operation PatCon, an effort by the FBI to infiltrate and create its own fake militias in order to inspire domestic crackdowns, the cover-up of what was happening with the corruption of discovery in the case, about John Doe number 2 who never got found, about the East German spy who disappeared on a plane, about Elohim City, about the Aryan Games. It was the same man as the man who was lying before Congress, the one and only Merrick Garland. Now you know.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.